All right, here we are on the auspicious day of the winter solstice and the grand conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius. So gently close your eyes. And visualize, sense, and feel that beautiful waterfall of white light pouring down upon you from the heavens, cleansing, purifying, healing, uplifting, guiding, protecting, loving. Oh, and here comes that golden light of the sun and the silver light of the moon, the masculine and feminine coming down together in balance and harmony, and these energies, these lights merge into your heart center, creating that flame of oneness, that white and gold and silver sparkly lights. And then there is this bright, it looks like a bright star, the biggest star in the universe that we know, and we realize it's two planets merged together in a grand conjunction, Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius, and these energies from this grand conjunction flow down through the top of our heads, down into our heart center, and this is just almost a champagne-like light. Sometimes it's a pale pink or a pale violet, white, sparkly. It's translucent, and then it's rich and more dense. It seems like it's going to change subtly its colors according to the specific need of each individual who hosts this energy in their hearts as we are right now, adding to our flame of oneness within our heart center, and taking a moment to really feel that oneness within your physical body, bringing in your divine, the divine energy, your divine self coming in with your higher self and your soul joining in this way, then your heart center, feeling everything coming down through that crown chakra, touching the third eye, touching the throat chakra, coming into the heart as it spills out into the third chakra, the solar plexus, and now into the second chakra of creativity, sexuality, and into the base chakra of survival and the physicality, connection to the earth, as these energies flow into that first chakra there, and then a cord. Oh, it is a cord of this light that comes from the base of your spine, drops down, going to the center of the earth. So we have the center of the universe really coming via the Milky Way, down through the starseed Sirius, down Lemuria, other planets, till it reaches Saturn and Jupiter. Direct line coming right down through the top of our heads. Yes, through all our chakras. And we are the agent of receiving and grounding this energy into the earth, to the core, to the center of the earth, and breathing into our heart center where the the whole mix, so to speak, is occurring in that flame of oneness. And taking that deep breath for a minute and feeling the oneness within self, higher self, heart and mind, heart and soul, masculine and feminine balanced in that heart. And feeling one with your divine self as we are aligned and aligning through all planes and dimensions, yes, with our higher self and soul, each person's guides and teachers, up to the highest, highest level of all that is, God, Goddess, all that is, and knowing that this energy, this divine light flows from God, Goddess, all that is, yes, down through the Milky Way, the galactic center. And once again, through Lemuria, Atlantis, and all the planets and all the stars. And once again, Saturn and Jupiter, Sun and Moon. Direct into our heart center as we project a beam of this divine light from the center of our hearts to the center of our circle, connecting our hearts, that flame of oneness, as we know and as we invite all the other dreamers that have been in this circle and that will be in this circle or that are in their own dream circles or any circle of consciousness, of spirituality, that they are circling right here, right now, in all sorts of divine gatherings and meditations and rituals and all around the globe. This whole planet is alive with consciousness and conscious people and spiritual people that are receiving this energy of divine love and acceptance of self and others, compassion. And so now I will count backwards from 7 to 1. When I get to 1, we'll be at our safe place. With each descending number, go deeper and deeper into self in connection to all that is. 7, 6, 5, 4. Going deeper, letting go. 3, 2, and 1. Sense yourself now, this beautiful place in nature. Ooh, and everything's sparkling in your safe place. Yes, you're sitting on the earth and you feel so grounded because of that grounding cord that comes straight from the heart and mind of God, Goddess, all that is, through this whole corridor of light to your heart, to your body, heaven and earth. You feel the heaven and earth as you sit upon the earth and you see the whole sky is filled with light, sparkly lights coming down. And yes, you see that vortex from Sirius. You see the other vortex from the galactic center, all these places that we've recently connected to. And you feel yourself just being embraced by this light, this sparkling, translucent, yes, it's white, it's tint of gold, a hint of silver, a hint of pink, violet, yes, a hint of mint green, just swirling around, creating yet another Dreammobile, another. Oh, it's almost, yes, it does look like that tetrahedron, double tetrahedron. Triangle coming down from the heavens, that gold triangle from the heavens, silver triangle from the earth, merging together. within your body, that six-pointed star that becomes a double tetrahedron. The merging of heaven and earth. And as you feel this energy, it's going to take you up, up, up above your safe place, up, up and away. You're looking down at the planet. And you're going to, wow, these cosmic waves. It's a little different this time. It's that electrical energy of the Aquarius, and it's almost like a lightning bolt going through a portal, going through beyond time and space. And soon you feel yourself descending. Going to Lemuria, the Temple of Dreams of Lemuria, this grand winter solstice, old endings, new beginnings. You gently start landing. On the veranda, the spacious, it seems like it goes forever, this wonderful veranda at the Temple of Dreams. And it's just full of dreamers. Yes, you're Lemurian dreamers. You're a special dream weaver, dream tender, dream keeper, dream stealer. Lemurian dreamer and mysterious other, they greet you. And you know that Dreammobile kind of opens up, but it becomes one within you, actually. You are integrating everything, all this light energy. And they come to greet you, and there's, again, other Lemurian dreamers. Serious dreamers are there, seen and unseen. Yes, the dolphin dreamers, fairy dreamers, and dreamers. And beings from other planets. And yes, there's the Lemurian sages and magicians. I mean, everyone is there. And then some for this, the biggest celebration that we've known in hundreds of years. For this wonderful solstice ritual. And there is it's a kind of electrical light just all this electricity around in the form of certainly light, but just, and at that Aquarian energy surrounding. And as we're all greeted, yes, we go to that. First, they take us to the fire, the first part of the solstice ritual, so that you can still have time for the last 3 days of the first 3 days of solstice is releasing old patterns, releasing old emotions, releasing old problems, and so just do that final release from your chakras, I would say each of them, known and unknown. You've got your higher self and soul there and your dreamers helping you release everything of the old paradigm, of the old chauvinism, of the old dominator energy of power over, win, lose, competition, just releasing old beliefs, and bottom line, releasing any residuals of I'm not enough, good enough, smart enough, etc., etc. But just releasing into this fire as it sparks and consumes and transmutes, transforms, and transcends all the old within self, and feel that release of, you know, anything and everything. All right. And now coming to the grand flame, the grand fountain of fully stepping in to the divine self, merging of the physical body and divine being of oneness. Yes, stepping into this, it is a fountain. It's pouring down from heaven as it has been through, and you are feeling a bigger, more integration of this energy that will continue. Well, it will continue forever, actually. And as you are standing in this fountain of the merging of divine self and physical self and all that is, in this energy, you know, to yourself, to your dreamers, to, you know, just to all that is, you can be stating the energy that you wish to put into personal dreams and then global dreams as we do that right now. As you're putting these personal global dreams out into this in this fountain of oneness, it just keeps recycling, so to speak, from that divine energy into the physical, and it will be a continuous flow, perpetuating flow within you. And yes, the ultimate dream that we step into the dream of living the Aquarian Age, which will be for the next 2,000 years. It is the new age, the Aquarian Age, the new world. And so we're taking this fountain with us. I see. All right. That's pretty exciting. All right. We are one, merged in the oneness with this ever-flowing fountain, never-ending. So we step back into the, with the fountain and back into the tetrahedron energetic vehicle. So we tell all the dreamers, yes, we'll see you in our dreams. And going back into this energetic light, coming back down through time and space, back to our safe place. As we land, gently landing, as this vehicle, this double tetrahedron, this light energy opens up and just spreads around our safe place. And we see in the center of our safe place that fountain. Yes, we know the fountain's within us, but the fountain is also in our safe place. The eternal flame, the eternal fountain. And know that you can go to your safe place at any time and just be there, receiving this energy and then stepping into living your dream, living the new world, the Aquarian Age. And so now it's time to come back to this safe place. As I'll count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll gently open your eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Gently coming back, opening your eyes. And yes, it's a new world. Welcome. Divine physical being. Welcome to the Aquarian Age.